Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. How you get a hold of us, you can direct message. You can just email us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Or you can shoot us a text on the party line, which is 402-915-0962. Don't forget to visit bigpartyshow.com. The Lancers, they have a big match going on, an ice hockey match.
In the hockey.
Yeah, they have a game going on, and it's against Grand Rapids, the old Ghost Riders. So if you want a four-pack of tickets, go ahead and go to the bigpartyshow.com and just put your name in there and drop your email, and maybe you'll be the winner of the four-pack of tickets. We have a couple of those. So it's a good time. It's a good time. The Pit, we're just chatting about The Pit, and I just got through it. It's on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's, you know, saying, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. And so the sweet Wylene and I, the wifey, decided, well, let's just check it out. And I hate watching movies like or TV shows like that. I'm just not into
medical dramas.
Yeah. Medical drama. Yeah. Because there's always relationships and everything like that. But you know what? I couldn't stop watching it. It's 15 episodes, Molly.
And 15?
Yes. And basically what it is, it's just one day. It's 15 hours. You know, I think that's the normal shift for some of these hospital workers. I mean, those guys are something else.
How long's an episode?
It's almost about an hour, something like that. Yeah.
You get so much content. My shows are completely ripping me off. Like I am in a bad relationship. They don't give me much or often.
They don't.
It's like just dole it out in small amounts and then take it back and make you wait a while.
Oh, you're talking about Stranger Things. That's a whole nother story.
No, that's not even Stranger Things. That's just one of them.
Okay.
I mean,
because The Pit is 15 episodes, right? And it's basically, if you're not familiar, it's the emergency room in Pittsburgh, which I don't know how accurate that is, but it seems like it's pretty insane. I'd rather go to any other emergency room in the world than that one. Mm. So that ends, right? The 15, and they take the, you know, like your time off, which is, you know, a couple of days before you head back. And then the next season starts, which is like not long from now, but I just realized and found out that this wasn't in fact the current season. That season ended already. Mm-hmm. And so this next season starts up here in a minute. But the problem is that now I'm completely drank the whole Kool-Aid. I'm an addict now. And it's once a week now. Once a week is each episode. And it's, I'm telling you, it is so good. It's not enough.
Try living in my world where not only did it just end, but there were only six episodes and you got to wait till 2027 for the next season. Oh, I'm like, come on.
I know.
Lock those writers in a room. Throw them some sandwiches and don't let them out until I have a show. I don't understand what the problem is. Union schmunion. Make me happy.
Stranger Things.
I haven't seen it yet.
I've been stepping away from it, but the other night we ran out of The Pit, and then we're like, well, we might as well get into that thing and get it over with and swallow the pain pill. We just got back into that. But I'm so out of touch with it that I can't sit and watch. I couldn't tell you what happened last night.
Well, there's a lot of reasons,
you know,
in addition to you just disassociating because it was longer than 20 minutes. There's also the tequila effect.
Well, hey,
I mean, it's the same thing. Like, trust me, cozy me up in a corner of the sectional with my cat and it's like nighty night.
Oh gosh. I know. And my biggest thing is when I crash out on that recliner, cause it's super comfortable. Mm-hmm. The problem is that it's like, I've become you, cause now I fall asleep every night before the sweet Wylene, and then she wakes me up, and then I've also become my father. Because whenever my father would fall asleep and we'd try to wake him up, he'd wake up and go, I'm just resting my eyes.
Oh, They're like, well, you have been for the last 90 minutes, so they should be pretty good now. I don't know how much resting eyes need more than the rest of your body, but they've gotten a head start on everyone.
Yeah, I deny it. I'm like, and she even asked me the other day, she goes, why is it that you always deny that you were sleeping when I wake you up to go to bed? I'm like, I don't know.
Irrational sleep behavior.
Yeah, yeah, because I really believe that I was just, you know, I wasn't sleeping, but apparently
what episode of Stranger Things are you on?
I couldn't tell you. You know how they did the
episodes? In the final season?
Yes, okay. I'm in the final season. And you know how they did part of it, and then, you know, they're like, all right, it's come back out, you know, months later, probably years later, I don't even remember, but, and then they stopped it again. They're like, oh, Christmas time, we'll just give you the last couple. I'm like, why are you guys doing that? Why do they do that?
Because they're mean. Because they think it's going to be, I mean, I think they overestimated the product that they had, because I know diehard Stranger Things fans that have been like, not great. You know, they've really tried to draw it out. This is what I don't understand. You know, so I woke up Christmas morning before everyone else and I thought, okay, I'll watch the final episode. I've got probably a good 90 minutes before anybody's up. And like, no, it doesn't come out until 7 o'clock. And I'm like, what does it matter? It's Netflix.
I know.
Like, I'm like,
no.
So what? So everybody turns it on at the same time and you crash again? Have you learned nothing? Like, you obviously can't support the amount of people that want to tune in right then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, then now they're trying to dip into sports. Good luck with that. All right. You want to get motivated? It's a sure. Wednesday. All right. Let's get some motivation. You still got a couple of things left on the picnic table. The foods that have been sitting around just a little bit too long in the sun. We've got liverwurst and coleslaw, two of your favorite things.
I'll go with liverwurst because coleslaw just kicking the can on that one.
All right. Liverwurst it is.
Demotivational quotes.
Oh, Molly.
Start each day with a goal so you have something to screw up.
Excellent.
Don't worry. Things will get worse before they will get hopeless. It takes 37 muscles to frown, but it takes zero muscles to shut up. Relationships are like fine wine. They are expensive, and eventually you end up with a headache.
There you go. Demotivational quotes for people who hate motivational quotes. So there you have it.
Well, it's perfect for hump day. You know, you're halfway through the week. You're like, come on. Yeah. I had a buddy at work today who's like, halfway to the weekend. I was like, yay.
He's that guy.
He was just, he's sweet. He's like the sweetest guy. Like, he's so nice.
Is he the guy today? That wanted to split a cookie with you?
Yes.
It's that guy, Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, he's just like the nicest guy. Okay. So he's like, can I ask your opinion on something? Can I get your advice on something? And I was like, sure. Like, I'm the new girl. What do you need from me? It's like, well, I'm going to a birthday party and it's a kind of a new friend and I don't know what to get them. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't. And so I
Are you prying questions? Like, he said a new friend. Does that mean it's a new girlfriend or?
Well, so that was the thing, is that I was like, well, it depends. Like, you know, and it like, so then I'm like, all of a sudden I'm in these shark infested waters of like a new job of like wondering what's okay to ask and what's like, halo violation. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, can I ask? I don't even know. So I slowly started like, kind of feeling him out, like things and stuff like that. And I'm like, do they like to drink? And so he's like, yeah, he likes Tito's vodka. I was like, then get him. And so it's apparently it's like a gym buddy of his.
Huh.
It's like some, it's like, you know, people who go to the gym meet other people and are friends. And this is like a gym buddy. And he's like, but he still drinks. As if like, I was like, I don't think I know anybody who goes to the gym that doesn't drink. As a matter of fact, part of the reason I go to the gym is so to justify drinking.
Yeah, every time.
I'm like, I need X amount of steps before I can crack one open. So you'll see me at the gym on a Friday and Saturday.
So did you come up with anything?
Tito's. A bottle of Tito's. Huh? Yeah. But it was, but I told them my go-to, because one of my go-to party gifts if you somebody invites you over for dinner is butter.
Butter.
Yes, what? I bring butter.
You bring butter to a party?
Like a dinner party. Mm-hmm. If they're like, don't bring wine, don't bring anything, I can't show up empty-handed. So I bring them butter. Really nice butter. Like top shelf, unbelievable. Like I don't even have nice butter like that in my life, but I get them nice butter.
I've never heard of that in my life. What a great idea.
It's a great hostess gift. Because this is the thing. You don't expect them to use it. It doesn't take up any of their time or their space. They just throw it in the fridge, whatever. It's not like flowers where now you've got to like fumble for a vase or something like that. Yeah, I learned about it like 10 or so years ago, and I've done it a few times. And actually, one of my friends still talks about it. She's like, I remember when you brought us butter.
Well, what is their facial expression when you get them butter?
Surprise. I mean,
okay. I mean, I would be like, okay. I mean, when I first met my brother-in-law, Wade, we're going to his house and it was for his birthday or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so Wylene was taking me. And so we were at the grocery store and I grabbed a pork butt. just handed him a giant pork butt and said, here, there's a bunch of meals on me. And the look on his face was odd. Like, okay, this guy's weird.
Right. But he's like, Wylene, can I talk to you in the other room? Don't marry this guy.
But butter, that's a different game. That's a different thing. I think I'm going to do that. You know what? Someone once brought me a little thing of jelly. Pepper jelly or something like that. They didn't like it. They didn't want it. So they just brought it for me anyway. Oh. And it's good, you know, but yeah. Butter. So how expensive and fancy does butter get? And where do you get it?
Go to like a nice store. Like even if you go to a Whole Foods, man, if you go to that butter department, we're all just so used to going and buying a pound of butter, four sticks, not thinking anything of it. Is it on sale? Great. Throw it in the bag. This is like all of a sudden you let your eyes wander up to the top shelf of the like really expensive butter that you never even look at because you're like, why would I ever treat myself to fancy butter? Like I'm not worth it. But you know who is worth it? A friend that's having you over for dinner. Go ahead and treat that jerk to some really nice butter.
I don't even know what nice butter tastes like.
It's bananas good. It's so good. It's like unicorn milk. I don't know what they make it out of, but it's so stinking good.
I like unicorns.
I mean, if somebody walked into my house and they were like, here's your hostess gift. Here's some really high-end butter. Like, I think I would get choked. Like, I would be like, we got to break this out right now for some bread.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. Wow. All right. So I'm going to actually think about, stepping out of the box whenever I do go to a party like that. I really don't go to parties like that. But I mean, you know, Manuel and Katie and, you know, family, they do things. So I suppose I
could step with some butter. Not like the Costco. I mean, this is like nice. Like it's like $8 and you're getting like one stick. You know what I mean? Like it's like high end butter, fancy butter,
fancy butter. Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. I read a hostess book, written by Amy Sedaris. She wrote about it and, she had a great hostess. She's like, you know, what's a great hostess gift? Butter. And I was like, oh,
now all of a sudden everyone's going to be getting like, butter.
I've never thought about that before. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. When are you like, I have too much butter in the house?
I don't eat butter. I don't know why.
Butter
I
makes
don't.
Everything better.
Yes,
and
it does.
And this is the thing. Like, if I'm going to cheat and have like butter, why wouldn't you go ahead and have the best butter you can have? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go ahead and put that on some toast with some. Really,
see, I can't
really
eat that stuff. I can't. I mean, I love toast, but I can't do toast because I don't do gluten free, and it's not a shared toaster. So there's one toaster that Wylene uses, and I don't have a toaster. Unfortunately, I don't even have real bread.
You said you made good gluten free bread.
I do.
Why don't you just do that?
I do. I don't know why I don't. I don't know. Maybe I should start. It is really good, and especially toasted. But that's one thing I don't have is because Wylene is also dairy is on her deal as well.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of non-dairy butter. Like I, my fancy butter is Country Crock.
Ooh, because it's spreadable. You're like, and it serves a double purpose because you can reuse that container for leftovers. Yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's I can't believe it's not butter. The spray butter is my other go-to, and those are both
spray the, butter. What do you put that on?
I said, oh, just sometimes I want to spray butter on like a potato or something like that. I just spray some butter on there.
Like that,
it's not like real butter. That,
like it's not like the aerosol spray. It's the squeak.
It's the squeak, squeak, squeak. Yeah,
that's like 100% fat. Like that is just. You are getting nothing out of that. That is flavored fat. Yeah. And not like a good flavored fat, like actual butter. Like where you're like, I mean, well, I know it's not
real butter. I mean, it's in the name.
It's made in a lab.
It's called I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
You
came up with that name.
I can believe it's not butter. Butter doesn't do this. You're having this thing do stuff that food can't do. Can't believe it's not food. Oh, it's not.
Not when it's titled like that.
It isn't.
Yeah. But that's my go-to butter. I always see this Irish cream butter that's in the store. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Kelly Gold. That's like one of the best butters out there.
Is it really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should get into that butter and try that stuff. Wylene doesn't have to have it. Wylene has tons of butter. Just tons of butter. We have a lot of butter, but it's not real butter. And, you know, also, by the way, Country Crock came out with the squeezable butter.
Again. What?
So I squeeze that on a paper, on a, you know, like a potato or something like that.
Why does it need to be squeezed? If it's a hot potato and you put a pat of butter on it, it's going to melt.
I guess I don't like
butter at room temperature. We keep butter on the counter.
All right. We keep it because of the fact that it's not real butter.
It's not real. Yeah.
So that goes in the fridge.
Yeah. Real butter can sit out on the counter. Plus we go through it pretty quickly, but then it's always soft.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So real butter can stay out. Real butter can stay out.
Yeah. I mean, not for an extended, I mean, I don't know what the counter life is on it. I mean, we go through probably a stick of butter every couple days.
Oh my God. That's a lot of butter. That's good butter. And that's good butter?
Yeah, but you know, you're making mac and cheese for the kids. My son likes spaghetti with butter and Parmesan. And then, you know, like making baked potatoes and stuff like that.
He likes spaghetti and butter sauce. He likes, who's that girl? Honey Boo?
Yeah. Yes, he's just like Honey Boo Boo.
He's honey in reverse. Boo-boo.
He's the noodle. He's the long noodle.
All right. It says here you can leave salted butter out on the counter for 1 to 2 days or even a couple weeks if it's covered. It's in a covered dish.
Yeah, it's in a covered dish. I mean, it's not just sitting out there on the counter like, hey, anybody's paws can go in there. I mean, it's in its own butter dish with a lid.
Well, now I want real butter. Have you ever thought of adding flavoring to your butter?
I've done it for meals. Like where you, you soften the butter, you mix it up with like garlic and herbs and stuff like that. And then you put it in wax paper and you roll it into like a tube and then you can slice it and then you put it on steak.
Okay. All right. Welcome to Butter Talk.
Hey, we're talking about food. What a surprise. This
and what's butter made of?
Butter. Butter, 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 butter. I love the fact at one point when my son was younger than he is now, he's like, Mom, I love bacon, but have you ever tried bacon dipped in butter? It's delicious. I was like, only a kid in the 0 percentile for weight could talk about how he's dipping his bacon in butter and be like, it's so good. I was like, I have no idea because my doctor would kill me if I did that.
Is he still doing that? Bacon and butter? Okay.
But then I thought about it. I'm like, if you do like a BLT, you're kind of doing that. I mean, it's kind of like when I, because at first I was like, that is so decadent. And then I started thinking, Well, if you had bacon, eggs, and buttered toast, isn't that kind of still the same thing?
I guess it is. Yeah, just not on dipped in butter.
It's not just dipped in butter. Like, he's using it as like a dipping sauce.
The dipping sauce. Hey, we got a few messages, by the way. Nacho. Hey, Nacho, thanks for listening. He reached out and so did a few other people about your baby beers.
Yes.
Your baby beers. They're saying and everything. They're all saying the same thing. Liquid 42.
Yes.
And whipped cream. That's what they do.
Oh, is it whipped cream? Is that what's on top?
Yeah, whipped cream. Oh. Liquor 40. This one's liquor 43 in whipped cream, but I'm guessing it's the same thing.
I was going to say, I thought it was, liquor 43 sounds familiar.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, that must be the missing ingredient.
And then we got a message. Yeah, someone had it at the Report Inn. I like the Report Inn. It's an interesting little place. There's your message. You can always drop us messages and correct us. And if you want to jump in on the butter talk, we'll take messages like that every time.
There's a shot. Remember Buttery Nipple? That was a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what was in that.
I don't either. I just don't like the word nipple for some reason. I just don't.
It's buttery a little too close
nipple.
To home for you.
Because I have erect nipples all the time. So yeah, and then when they're if they're buttery, yeah, just imagine, close your eyes and think of a buttery nipple. Yeah, it's not a fun thing to look at. I guess it depends on whose nipple it is.
All right.
Okay.
Let's not. We're good. Oh my God.
All right. So McDonald's, I thought of your hubby, Peter. I saw there's a class action lawsuit going on about the McRib. What is going on?
I love it when this stuff happens. So the class action lawsuit is because there is no pork rib meat in it. It's pork meat,
but
it's not pork rib meat. Yeah, it's other parts of the pig. I'm like, you're at McDonald's.
Well, they're saying it's 100% pork.
A sandwich that is pressed to look like it has bones. I'm sure it is 100% pork. It's just not 100% pork ribs. There's zero pork rib meat.
It's made with a hybrid of meat parts, including heart, tripe, and stomach.
Sick.
No McRibs sold today. That changes everything. By the way, the shape of the McRib was invented by a guy in Nebraska. So we do have some ties to it, but there's nothing better than a McRib. I love McRibs.
Really?
I don't know what I do like them. I eat them. I haven't had one in years. All right. And the reason being is that they keep it away long enough. Mm-hmm. And then they just start pushing it out. And then I start thinking of other friends like your husband and everyone else that loves McRibs also. And then I'll go get one. And it's never what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Or imagined it to be. And I'm always disappointed. I'm like, oh, man, why did I do that?
I will say that that's one of the things that Peter's talked about. He'll go and get one and then I'll be like, eh.
Yes.
And I'm like, it lives in like this hype land for people, I think. And it was also like the takeaway method. Remember how it was like limited time only? Because the last time he had a McRib, he was complaining about it. Like, he was like, I don't know why I always am excited for these. They're not.
I mean,
I've never had one. I can't.
It's not. I don't know what it, even looking at it, I'm just looking at a photo of it because it's, you know, it's got, you know, it's meat with all that shiny barbecue sauce on it. Yeah. And I love barbecue sauce with onions on it. It just looks delicious.
Yeah.
And it has its own unique flavor to it as well.
That smokehouse type of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I even looked it up once. How do you get that barbecue sauce? I'm sure they sell it, but
they're like, well, somewhere. It comes in a squeeze bottle and it's not made from science. It's made from science. It's not made from food. You're like, perfect. It'll go great with the butter that I just put on this baked potato.
Yeah, and that's the thing about sauces, which is so funny, because I mean, you know, I think sauces are like one of the greatest inventions for food. You know, that's awesome. And the reason why I believe sauces and gravies came around is just to mask the flavor of whatever food that you had back in the old days. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you're eating rabbit or raccoon or whatever it is, it doesn't taste like it does. Yeah. Put a little sauce on it. Put a little sauce on it, and that's what it does. It makes it taste better. And hence the McRib. I think the sauce makes it take better. I don't know what it would taste like without
it. It's masking. I don't want to know.
Frightening. I mean, that's frightening to even think.
I just love that there's a bunch of people getting together. Come on, guys. Let's go after those guys. There's no pork rib meat in there.
So it's a class act. A class, what do you call it? A class.
Class action.
Class action. So does that mean everybody and anybody can get a part of this?
Yeah, but I mean, like, the if they win, you have to split the pool.
Yeah,
but
I think it's like $3 million. A lot of times
they'll put it out there, like, if you've had a McRib and you feel like, I mean, usually have to have proof of purchase and stuff like that. Like, it's not like, me too.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I don't know if you have a receipt lying around where you could say, like, I want in on this.
I don't want that evidence laying around the house. all right. So on Monday, we went down the 50 words that should be banished.
Yes.
In 2026. And we all thought it was kind of ridiculous. I said I was going to go check out 2024 and 2025. Mm-hmm. I remember distinctively 2025. You and I talked about it on the show last year. And here's 2024 real quick. And basically, you're not supposed to be using these words in 2025.
Okay.
Is that right? Does that make sense? Or is it 2024, 2025, 2025? No, 2024, you're not supposed to be using these words. So there's a year before it got burned out.
Yeah.
All right. So number 10 was wait for it. Wait for it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Everyone said that a lot, didn't they? Side hustles. Number 9.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Cringeworthy. People are still saying all of these words. These words have not iconic.
Iconic.
Iconic. I used it the other day. Oh, I said
you're
epic.
So iconic.
Oh, I said epic. Epic, which is probably should leave too. Slay. These are a lot different than 2026. These are almost like
2026. I was like, what are you talking
about? Yeah. These are like words made up by kids. Number 4 is Riz. Charisma, short for that. That was the word of the year. Oxford's word of the year was Riz, remember? Mm-hmm. All right, and at the end of the day, number 3, at the end of the day. Number 2 is impact.
Really?
Yeah, impact. Why this word, overused it. People just overused the thing. And hack was number 1.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay,
that one gets a workout.
Yeah, this is now 2025. I just wanted to see now if we use these words, because this is the words we were not supposed to be using in 2025. All right, period.
Uh-huh.
Period. That's number 10. Number 9 is utilize. Utilize. So now the words are getting a little bit more adult-like.
Fancy.
Number 8 was 100%. Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's stupid. Here's the reason why I remembered it. Maybe it made word of the year skibbity.
Oh, don't even say that in front of the kids. They're like, no, don't start. It's the 6-7 of 2025.
Is it? Because that's number 7. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, that's another one where you're like,
it's number 6. All right. So this one people are using all the time. I see it all the time on social media. If you know, you know. The IYKYK.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you know.
The acronym. Mm-hmm.
Every time I see that, I have to go through
you're
it.
You're like, hold on a second.
Yeah. Every time I have to go.
They're like, well, obviously you don't know. You're spelling it out.
Yeah. All right. Dropped is number 4. Number 3 is era. Taylor. Oh, and it has to do with Taylor Swift. It's just too much of her that they put it on there. Number 2 is game changer. And number 1 is cringe, baby. Not baby, cringe. But cringe. Yeah, so those are the words that we are still using. I still think the ones for 2026 are stupid. I'm still going to use them, and they're always going to be used, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think the 2026 ones seemed very overused or logical to me.
No, uh-uh. No.
I think the phrase that I think we can retire is, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That has never been retired, and it should be, because I don't like it either. It is what it is.
That's people just say a, it all the time.
It's a lame way of stopping a conversation. Oh, well, it is what it is. It stops fights. It is what it actually it would start fights if that came down to me. It is what it is.
What did
so
you say
deal with
me?
It. Stop it whining.
Is what it is.
It is what it is. All right. So, yeah, there's your words right there. And you know what? Frankly, it is what it is.
Them's fighting words.
Hey, you can go get your weight loss. Yeah, you can go get your weight loss pills today, by the way.
Wegovy. You're going to be paying full price, though. Man, I found out I went to the pharmacy in order to get something for my cold.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that just like the new year and the clock's resetting, so has the deductible. They're like, that'll be $1 million. I was like, but it was $0 a week ago.
Like, I forgot about that.
That was 2025. Welcome to healthcare 2026.
Yeah. Like, do you guys burn through your deductible? I guess you got kids, so you can burn through it a little bit easier than Wylene and I.
It depends. I mean, I think most people can usually hit it. I mean, we were living on Easy Street that last month. I mean, December was just like, and you get a prescription and you get a prescription. I mean, we were like banking up all sorts of stuff. I was like, yeah, like you want to get that mole looked at? Go do it. I mean, I just feel like I'm like an insurance sultan. Now I'm like, whoa.
Slow it down here.
Are you
slow
sure
it down
you need
here.
That? You're like, it's my heart medication. You're like, well, let's just make it stretch.
We like to wait to get major things done towards the end of the year.
Everybody does.
Yeah. I mean, it's the ideal to do it. So if you have like a minor injury, then just wait it out until.
You're like, Mom, I broke my bone. You're like, well, it's January. So you better just hold on till November.
Hold on to November.
I believe in you.
We're going to roll out of here. You're going to take care of that cold of yours. Friday, we'll be back. Don't forget to get your name in for those Lancer tickets. We got 2 4 packs up for grabs. And then we have a big announcement. Not really a big announcement, just some news updates with the Big Party Show coming up at you here in the next couple of podcasts. So make sure you stick with us. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys Friday. Have a safe couple of days and do yourself good. Squirrel.